Blog Talk Radio.
I tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, just try to make me go to rehab.
On LushRadioOnline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And I have my co-host for the night, which is Lushy Lush, a.k.a. The Savior. She's on the boards with me tonight. I bought a new laptop, and for some reason I'm having a little problems doing the board and all that. But I'm always having problems doing the board, right? I don't know. Anyway, Lushy Lush, we're on another Tuesday, the Queen's Lounge. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing all right, man. Yeah.
I see you lounging. I see you chilling on the purple leather sofas, you know, nice and comfortable. And now.
Oh, man, I'm chilling, you know, digging in the scene, you know, that's it. You know, it's going to be a good show, you know, all those people that need to get their venting on and, you know, that's dealing with, you know, people that have addictions or you have an addiction and, you know, there's definitely a time to vent, you know what I'm saying? Emma always brings the hot topics for you guys, you know, that always, like, touches some part of your body in some way. So call in at 347-826-7722. I'm here to rock with you, Em.
Good, good. That's what's up. So, you know, without further ado, the topic for tonight is the destruction of addiction. And what I mean about that, when I say the destruction of addictions, is for anybody that's addicted to anything, whether it be drugs, shopping, whatever, if you're addicted to it, sex, you know, there's a destruction for any addiction that you have, whether it is smoking cigarettes, you know, leads to cancer, you know what I'm saying, and so forth. Shopping, you'll be broke. So there's always a destruction to that addiction that you may have, or maybe someone else has, or if someone else has it and you're affected by it, if it's a family member, let's say they're drinking, they're doing drugs, you know, or your husband or your children, and, you know, you're affected by that. You know, because they're doing it, although you're not doing it, you're still affected by it because you're watching them destroy themselves. And it's, you know, it's hard. It's hard to watch somebody destruct themselves. It's hard when you're destructing yourself and you have no control and no outlet, or you feel you have no outlet or no help. So I want to talk about it. I want people to call in and talk about either their addictions or all those that I'm sure, because everyone has to know at least one person within their family or their friends that has an addiction to something. We're all addicted to something. What am I addicted to? Hold on. All right, we're going to get back to that. But in one way or another, somebody's, you know, everybody's addicted to something. So sometimes the addiction is not so bad, it's moderate, and some just go, you know, just go through the roof where, again, you know, it could be deadly. So the topic for today is the destruction of addictions. Let's talk about it. Call in 347-826-7722. And, you know, that's how Lush Radio gets down. That's how we do it. Please follow us on the Twitter, Lush Radio Online, Emma E2K, E2K Enterprise. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. On the Facebook, we have a couple of group pages that we like to do networking on. One of them is E2K Enterprise Networking Page. The other one where I do the show through, and I hope that's where you're tuned at right now, is the Queen's Lounge. And you can always find that link on my page, Emma Everything to Know, Emma E2K. It'll be the best way to find me. We also have Lush Radio Online Worldwide Exposure. Or just Google us, or just put it on the search. Put Lush Radio Online, put Emma E2K, E2K Enterprise, Google us, you know, we're around. But I want to get into this topic. I really want to discuss this. Again, I know this affects everyone. There's got to be somebody who's going to say, do we have anybody on the line? Can we start early or what?
We don't have anybody yet at the moment. I have a quick interjection. It's crazy. It's just in that I just seen something about they actually have a bacon. They have, like, a bacon milkshake. You know, while everybody's trying to lose weight, they come up with a milkshake that has bacon in it.
Are you serious? Wait. Don't tell me McDonald's.
It's Jack in the Box, and I think it's Jack in the Box and McDonald's, I think, are unveiling a bacon milkshake.
Bacon
shamrock shake.
Does that? This is what I'm saying. Who does that? They just want to keep us fat. I'm telling you, be careful, people, because the value meal is a lot cheaper than getting a $5.99 salad. I understand that, but look what, you know, look the destruction that you're doing to your body and your children's body. I mean, sometimes we just have, you know, we have to invest in ourselves, not only to be productive in business, but in life as well, man. I mean, that's crazy. That's just crazy, but there's
sure.
Nothing else from you. I want to do a happy birthday shout out to everybody celebrating a birthday. I want to definitely shout out one of the queens. Her birthday is tomorrow, the 15th. I know she made that clear, but my show is today, the 14th, okay, Lizette? So I'm going to shout you out today. Happy birthday to Lizette. Tomorrow, it's early, you know, us Puerto Ricans have that superstition. We don't like to celebrate ahead of time. So I'm just going to say tomorrow, when it's tomorrow, just remember, I'm going to play the show. You know, you play the show again, and happy birthday, Lizette. So happy birthday, Queen. Enjoy yourself. Lots of blessings your way. And anybody celebrating a birthday, definitely shout out to y'all.
Definitely.
You have any birthday shout outs?
Big shout out to promoter and my homeboy Mark Spain. He's a big promoter out here in the DMV area. We actually went out to MIA last night to celebrate his birthday bash. It was really live. It was a mixed crowd. You had Asians, Caucasians, Spanish, Black. It was nice. It was a really nice. It's called MIA. They had a little bit of some dancers and stuff in there, but it was a really sexy, high class feel. It was almost like a little Miami like mix type thing out there. It was nice.
Okay, well, that was nice. All right. I like the crowds like that, actually. I like mixed crowds like that. Yeah, because, you know, you just get a little bit of everything. Everybody is kind of so ready to party. I also want to give out the information to those that are either themselves or have a family member that's suffering from drug or alcohol addiction. I have a 24/7 hotline, which is a toll-free number. It's 866-431-7584. And you can call in anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's somebody there to take your call. And you can speak to somebody either to get help for you or to get help for your family member or your husband, your children, whoever it is that needs it. Please, you know, don't hesitate to call. You can be saving a life. You can be saving your own life. So that's the drug and alcohol addiction. It's a 24-hour hotline. It's free. The number is 866-431-7584. And let's go into some music. I want to hear some Prince voice with New Addicted, since we're staying on the topic.
Yeah, let's go. All right, so we're going to play some more music and stuff. You know, to focus on that rehab, you know what I'm saying? You got somebody struggling with rehab. We're going to play that right now. And we got Prince Royce, Addicted, and we're gonna come right back to the sexy host, Emma E2K.
Sleeping in Sunday morning, bodies intertwined, playing fake. We're awake, but we don't wanna ride. I saved a place on my chest for you to rest your head on me. A part of me is a mess, I must confess. It's time to come clean. I'm addicted to your touch. My schedule is yours today. I'm not in a rush. You could be my little coffee bean, and I will be the moon. Let's rent the movie tonight and snuggle up inside. Credits arrive, I'll be by your side, letting you know I am addicted to your touch. No other woman's made me want it this much. I cannot resist the warmth of your hips. Serving's never enough, 'cause I'm addicted to your touch. Yeah. I want your neck, I want your shoulder. I wanna be the only one to hold you. I want your legs, I want your arms. I wanna be inside your heart. If I don't have you next to me, I probably lose my sanity. I am hooked on you, addicted.
I am addicted to your touch.
No other woman made me want it this much. I cannot resist the warmth of your hips. Single servings never enough, 'cause I'm addicted to your touch.
It's Mr. Do It All, Vice Verse, and you're checking out my sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K, at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Wow!
Hey, y'all, you know what it is. We're right back to the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K.
Yes, 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 Liam. And the topic for today is called The Destruction of Addictions. And that's what we're talking about. I'm giving out a 1-800 free number, which is drug and alcohol addiction. Anybody that needs it or knows anyone that needs it, don't hesitate to pass this number. This is a very important number that can save your life or someone else. That's 866-431-7584. So please pass it on, 866-431-7584, and that's for drug and alcohol addiction. You know, and we're talking about it, not only drug and alcohol. I mean, you know, there's other addictions, there's many addictions, and we're talking about just the destruction of that, the consequences to the negative addiction, you know. It can be shopping, it can be sex. There's some people that, you know, addicted to someone's touch. Prince Royce was just thinking he's addicted to, you know, to her touch. So it could be, you know, it could be that simple, or it could be that small, or it can be, you know, deadly. So call in 347-826-7722 and let's talk about it. I mean, you can call anonymously. You don't have to give out your right number if you don't feel like, you know, you want anybody in your business. I totally understand and respect that. But, you know, the point is that if you're going through something, the first step is admitting it. Because if you don't admit that you have an addiction to whatever it is, any addiction, if you're not the first one to say, I have a Facebook addiction, or, you know, did I just confess to a Facebook addiction? Okay. You know, just confessing to your addictions and then just stepping up to it. You know, I have it. And then you can begin the healing. Then you can begin the process of going into rehab or whatever it is that, you know, rehab from Facebook or rehab from whatever. I just want to make it clear to certain people that are constantly looking at my Facebook post. I get paid for being on Facebook, people, just in case nobody knows. I get a check cut, you know what I mean? So I make money being on Facebook, so I don't have a problem being on Facebook all day long because I get paid for that. It's part of my company, and those are the things, that's one of the many outlets that we use to do marketing and promotions for our companies and our affiliates. So, you know, that's my explanation for being there. What's your explanation? That you want everybody to know what you ate that day? Well, I'm just saying. So I just thought I put that there. Anyway, I also want to say that I hate the Facebook timeline now. Hate it, hate it, hate it. I can't even share my stuff into groups, so it's kind of killing my promotional thing, but I will figure it out. And I can't even delete stuff that I already put on my wall. Like if I put stuff on my own wall and I change my mind, I want to delete it, I cannot even do that. So, you know, shout out to the federal, to the feds. Yeah, doing your thing. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, so the topic is addictions. The destruction of addictions. Call in 347-826-7722. And Lush, you start. You start, because I have a whole list here, but you start of the things you're addicted to. What are you addicted to?
Oh, man, what am I addicted to? Man, I'm addicted to a lot of things. I'm addicted to getting my nails done. It's like a must for me to get my nails done. It's like I'm addicted to it. I have to get them done. If I don't have, if people that know me, if I don't get my nails done, something's definitely wrong. What's going on?
Okay, right? Okay, but you go to as far as not feed your daughter food to get your nails done?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, because we're talking about having an addiction and the destruction of your addiction. There's not really a destruction because you got money to do your nails. that's a positive addiction. That's one of mine too. We got the bread to do it. So
okay,
I'm talking about something that stops you, that you neglect something just to do that. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. I have a phone addiction. I do have a phone addiction, and it was worse before, but I kind of calmed down. But I do have a phone addiction, which sometimes may cause me to forget certain things, or be so addicted to the point where I just it's just crazy.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Sometimes it gets to the point where, people are irritated with me because they're like, you're like on your phone all the time, and I am addicted. And sometimes I have neglected, to like even eat myself because I was on the phone.
Okay.
Even you yell at me. You yell at me and stuff. Why are you on
yeah.
the phone when you're supposed to eat?
Yeah, there's some people that's annoying. Like when you're talking to somebody, especially when you're in person with them, you're standing there and they're either texting on Facebook or on the phone. Are you serious? Like I'm in front of you. Like that's not disrespectful. That's part of like etiquette, proper etiquette. Forget about any. That's proper etiquette. How are you gonna be? Your face is gonna be plastered to a cell phone while I'm standing in front of you, like we're hanging out, and how are you having a conversation with somebody that's five states away when I'm right in front of you? Like, that don't make no sense. You might as well be on your own, Like, so that's the little, I've done that to people. I'm not going to say that I'm perfect because I've done that to people. But I catch myself and I apologize and I put my phone away and I enjoy the time that, that you're in front of the person, because it's true. Any addiction can be controlled if we admit to it. See, you just admitted to it, at least you're trying to do something about it now. You haven't completely stopped, right? But
mm-hmm.
you at least don't want a little bit because you already, you already made amends. Okay, this is my addiction. I already know I'm addicted to this. And I know that it's causing a destruction in my life because of it. So I'm going to make some changes. And that's what we're talking about, the destruction of addictions. When you do something that is destructive, when your addiction becomes destructive to your lifestyle, to your family, then there's an issue and you need to address it. You know what I mean? So that's it. That's the only pet peeve, your only addiction, the phone, because that's a big one. I know that for you.
that's my addiction is the phone. And I think
the destructive one, because the nail stuff and all that stuff, you got bread to do that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
okay.
stuff that, yeah.
I think I used to have this, but I think I kind of stopped it, is being addicted to having to be with somebody all the time.
Sis, you touched a good one there.
I think I kind of felt like I always had to be with somebody. I couldn't really be by myself, and I used to be addicted to it to the point where it's like I wouldn't even want to go by myself anywhere. I just wanted to be around or be with someone. It was almost like an addiction. And it was an addiction until I had to, like, come to awakening. Like, I couldn't just be by myself, because, half of the time you go out there And, you know, you end up spending extra money that you didn't need to spend because you're with other people that really don't care about you. And I used to just be addicted to just being around, to try to just be around people or have people around me. Just being addicted to having somebody.
Not being alone, really.
Basically not being alone.
Yeah, not being alone. Mm-hmm. And which can cause us into just having any old type of company. You know what I'm saying? Just the fact that we don't want to be alone, and that brings, like, you know, sometimes some unnecessary company. There's a saying in Spanish that says, what it's saying is, it's better being alone. It's better being alone than with bad company. You know, mejor estar solo que mal acompañado. And that really means, you know, it's better being alone than with bad company. And I'm glad you learned that, because I think, I definitely believe, you know, from knowing you several years, you had that a little bit, but I've seen you flourish, sis, in case nobody has told you. You definitely have flourished from that, because you're moving. That's not a crush for you anymore, and I'm so glad, because, you know, you and I have talked a lot about that. And I've definitely seen your progress. So if no one has told you, let me be the one to tell you that you've made progress on that. So thank God. And you know what? Scratch that out of the addiction, because that's not an addiction for you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I just say it's one of the ones that I used to have, and it used to be bad and stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, and the first thing about addiction, sometimes the hardest thing is admitting that you have an addiction.
Yeah.
A lot of people are so much in denial that they have addiction. You have people that are so addicted to shopping because it's filling a void in their life that they have to shop. Like, they get money, it's a must, they have to shop. They go to the point where they shop and spend everything that they have, and then, you know what I'm saying, basically they can't even feed their kids or take care of the bills they need to take care of because they can't prioritize, because they don't want to spend all their money on shopping, because they got to keep up with the Joneses. Some people are obsessed with keeping up with the Joneses. Some people are obsessed with going to the club in this fantasy of meeting that basketball player of Mr. Save or somebody. Some, they're addicted. Every week they got to go to the club because they're searching for that guy to save them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I definitely agree with you on that, because... from being a person that worked clubs, you know, nearly all my life, you know, I see it. I see they come in and, you know, they scrape up every little dollar, everything they have, just to be up in there every weekend, because they never know who they meet or whom they go home with, you know. And I see guys that I know for fact that are carrying their rent money in their pocket, you know, sit down and buy bottles like they're bowling that day, and then, you know, I hear from their wives or their baby moms that they have to go to shelter. They can't even afford rent. Why? Because he wanted to party 2 weeks ago or whatever and spend their rent money. That's sad. That's what I'm talking about, the destruction of the addiction. You know, he got addicted so much going to clubbing that he spent his, you know, rent money, removing, you know, the roof over your wife and your children's head. And now you're in a freaking shelter, all because you want to show whoever the hell, I don't know who, that you can pop a bottle or two. So, that, you know, that's scary. And not all the time is because they want to drink it. It's just the action of them actually purchasing, and people have seen them buy them bottles, knowing damn well he knew he couldn't afford that. You know what I'm saying? And I just say him just to talk about one individual, but when I say him, I mean hundreds. You know, hundreds of guys do this every week, you know. And five girls, you know, they save up their little scraps. You know, they get only 20, everybody, you know, break a 20 or 40 together to buy one bottle, and they sip from it. And, hey, I'm not saying that as a hater, but like T.I., was it T.I. that said, it ain't tricking if you got it, right? Is it T.I. that said that? It ain't tricking if you got it.
Uh-huh.
If you ain't got it, guess what? You tripping. You know what I'm saying? So,
basically,
you know, if you got it, it's all good. Trick it. You know, it ain't tricking if you got it. But if you out there spending your rent money, come on, you should be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? And stop calling one of these 800 numbers.
Again, the drug and alcohol addiction 24/7 hotline number is 866-431-7584. Pass that number. When somebody drunk in a club approaches you and be like, yo, babe, I'll give you another drink, can I get your number? Give them this number, 866-431-7584, and tell them to go get some help.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, Rick James said, cocaine is a hell of a drug, alcohol is a hell of a drug and stuff, and it's serious. You know, you got people that you know, become to the point where they become violent. They get to the point where they, you know, they abuse, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go and play some music in a few seconds. So think about what your addiction is, or do you have somebody that's going through that, or you're going through that, you know what I'm saying? Call us in at 347-826-7722. And we got some music from you from Danny Kane, actually.
That's
called
P. Diddy's group. That's P. Diddy's group. Yeah.
Yeah, Danny Kane. We're going to play that. We'll be right back on the Queen's Lounge. What is your addiction?
Do you got a first aid kit handy? Do you know how to patch up a wound? Tell me, are you patient, understanding? Because I might need some time to clear the hole in my heart.
shall pass.
Where you listen to, you know where you tuned in at. SlushRadioOnline.com, baby. Slush Radio, baby. And it's your sexy host, Emma E2K, with the big boss lady, Lushy Lush. And, you know, that's what we're discussing. We're always getting into the serious topics. We're not afraid over here. You know what I mean? We're not scared to touch, you know, whatever it is. We talk about everything. And the reason why? Because we live in a real world. So we need to talk about what's really happening out here, because that's the only way that people are going to heal, or we're going to help each other or do any type of change. People always out there complaining. Oh, why the world's like this? Why things are happening? Why is doing that? But nobody want to talk about it. You know, everybody just want to complain all damn day long. Stop complaining and do something about it. You know, make changes in your life. You tired of buying them cigarettes for $10 or whatever? Then stop buying them cigarettes and keep the money in your pocket, you know? Whatever it is that your complaint is, change your circumstances, change it, you know? You don't like the color of the wall, then go buy paint and paint that. Or paint, you know, paint the bureau another color, or change your plates, you know? Whatever it is, change it. You don't like your color hair? Change it. I'm gonna color my hair purple. I'm thinking about it. I'm looking at this purple dye. I'm tempted. Let's see. Well, anyway, I didn't want my hair long. I cut it, you know? So whatever it is, you just have the power within you to make your changes, no matter how simple or even how hard. Can things be changed in one day? Impossible, no. There's no way that you're going to change your whole world or your whole addiction in one day or one situation. You know, that's a process. It's a 12-step program, or some people, 30 days, 90-day program, whatever it is, you know, however long it takes you, but at least that you begin that journey. And the first thing is to admit and say, I have a problem. You know, I have a problem shopping. I have a problem being alone. I have a problem, you know, I have addiction. Whatever it is, your addiction, you got to face it. Say, look, I have a problem with this. And then, you know, and then you can be able to address it or find some type of rehab for it. Shout out to Letitia Lamboy and Penny DeLone, who click like. I just threw out a thank you to my listeners. I appreciate the love, and they click like on the Queen's Lounge page. So if you want a shout-out or you want me to shout you out, please make sure you go to the Queen's page and leave your shout-out, and I will definitely read it on the air. So don't forget to do that.
Well, I got a quick little interjection, just a little funny side note, you know, even though, you know, we're serious tonight. Your girl, you know, Lazonda, basically she was married to Chad Johnson. Her name is Evelyn, right? And, you know, her 41-day-old marriage, okay?
Yeah, she beat
Chad Johnson, the football player, after he was allegedly headbutted. Y'all know I was talking about people going around headbutting people like, the guy
had butterfly. Well, Lush, do you know that he went from 85 to being 86?
Wow.
Boom, boom. I'm just saying, I didn't make that joke up. That's over there in the fourth world. But that, when I heard that, I was like, wow, how he went from 85 to 86. And everybody that was calling himself Ocho Cinco or Ocho something, I know y'all want to be changing your name right now.
His name Ocho Cente. I don't know what the hell his name. Whatever the hell his damn name
Ocho
is.
Ocho Cente, which is 86.
Ocho Siete.
He's 86 right about now. That's crazy.
Oh my God.
You know what I am seeing every, you know, all these posts, because I put posts and everybody was talking about it too. But what I'm seeing is they kind of blame Evelyn a lot for it. And listen, there's two participants here, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that she's in total whatever, but what I'm saying is that it's never right. It's never, I don't care what circumstance, what situation, you should never put your hands on the woman that you love. You know, you have problems, leave, walk away. You know, if not, face the consequences, which is what he's facing now. he wanted a public life, right? He wanted to be on reality TV. I don't get no more real than this. I'll tell you that much. Some ratings must be going because you don't get no more real than this. And she already filed 41 days. So, you know, and a lot of people are getting on her. But that's the way it is, though. That's the way it be in the real world. Even when the woman is getting battered and it's not her fault, usually she gets, you know, she gets the flack. Well, why did you stay? Why didn't you leave? Why didn't this and why didn't that? And, you know, they don't, the consequences to domestic violence is serious. You know, you and I, you know, touch that topic a lot. And we've spoken to a lot of survivors. I'm a survivor. So it's not as, you know, if you've never been through it, of course, you're going to say, oh, well, it's easy. You could have just left and went away. It's not that easy. It's not that easy when somebody has your mind totally dominated, when you're in fear, like literally fear for your life, because this person has beat you down and your self-esteem down, and you feel that, you know, there's nothing else for you but this person here that beat you but then tells you they love you. You know what I mean? So, and it's a process. It's like a seduction. It's a process before you get to that point, you know? So, you know, we want to believe with the tears that he's sorry and he loves us to death and he's going to change. And no, it doesn't happen that way. But when you're in that seduction, when you're in that, you know, in that domestic violence dance, nobody understands that. Other only people that have been through it. So I'm just saying, everybody, stop being so judgmental and stop judging this woman, because you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Maybe she was waiting for this one particular moment where he showed his ass off in public, that she can finally, like, you know, like, break free. You know, you don't know how many bumps in the head or slap in the face or whatever he's done, you know, behind the scenes or whatever, because you just don't know. And you don't know if she slapped him upside his head too and provoked that. No, you don't know, because none of us are there. But the point is, they made it 41 days. It's going to be done and over with, and that's that. And I don't think any woman does that for a come-up. It's just hard for me to believe that. You know, I know some do, but for a come-up, 41 days, you got him fired. He ain't got no money now. So where's the come-up? I don't know. I guess she gets her own reality show from this point. I don't know. You know, some people are just too addicted to this reality show, too. That's another destruction. We're right on the topic. Unbelievable.
All I'm saying is that, you know what I'm saying, I don't approve of domestic violence at all, you know what I'm saying? Some people do have addictions. There's some women who's addicted to getting beaten, too. And there's some guys that are addicted to, there's some women that feel like they're not loved that they don't get beaten. And then you got some men that are addicted to beating a woman, you know what I'm saying? So it's a whole bunch of different situations. But, man, in one sense, it's sad because it's like, I still don't understand where he came from, him, but in the, like, I mean, it just don't make sense. I can see if somebody, like, hit somebody, kick somebody, something, you know, something, but headbutting somebody? What?
There's got to be more. I guess he figured if he didn't use his hands, to me, I'm thinking he probably felt, well, I didn't touch, I didn't hit her, like, I didn't grab her, so that's not really hitting. You head bumped her. That's hitting. That's still that's an intimidation. You're using that as an intimidation tactic because, if I'm not mistaken, I think he bust her open or cut her or whatever doing that.
Wow, with the head button?
Yeah, you can do that. Hello, you seen his head?
My man's head is mad heavy.
Hello, you seen the size of his head? Okay, I'm just saying.
My man's head is heavy, son.
Okay, so.
So, next time when you think about headbutting people, you would think twice. You can't go to jail for headbutt now. So don't be
even
stupid.
Even headbutt.
Don't be stupid.
So I guess so if I do it that way, maybe, or I can do it quickly, just head bump like, but that's part of that all that sports stuff, too. So I guess, I don't know. I don't even know.
I don't
know.
He might have went into a daze, Emma, and he might have thought she was one of his, you know, the offense.
Listen, now he's going to have a lot of time not to be thinking that because he ain't going to be doing that for a minute. So.
Oh, my God.
It's a big chunk of money that they've taken away from. I'm not saying that he's dead broke because he still got money, but that's still two major, like, talking about BET and you're talking about, you know, getting out the league. That's crazy. So,
like, he just destroyed his career off of that headbutt and somebody. But, I mean, on a whole nother note, we're going to play some more music, and you're now tuned in right now to the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, ME2K, and Rehab, It Don't Matter. And we're going to be right back on the Queen's Lounge. What's your addiction, man?
Sitting in traffic, another day of feeling nothing. Trying to find something. I guess it's back to paint and model blue. On how I die when I look at you, modest, loving life. And all I know is blue. Rainy days and cold stairs, broken love affairs. Everything's beautiful as long as I ain't there. I guess I was a Mr. Cracker smile. Who cares? I think I go to sleep.
Hey, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man, and you're listening to the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K. Don't forget to log in at www.lushradioonline.com and call in at 347-826-7722. And you are now listening to the Queen's Lounge, and the topic tonight is haters. Y'all,
more information. But this is live radio. Things like that happen. And the topic tonight is, what is your addiction and stuff? And we posted it on Instagram also. And I think we have a caller, Emma, live on the line.
Sure. It's the destruction of addictions. Let's go in with the call. You're on with ME2K on the Queen's Lounge.
Caller from the 305. You're live on the Queen's Lounge. 305.
Maybe they just want to listen. Let's give them the 3 second rule.
Okay.
One, two, three. And it's
okay.
You don't have to hang up. We love for people to listen.
We love for you to listen. Just stay on the line and stuff. But yeah, what is your addiction? Call it at 347-826-7722. Everyone has an addiction. Emma was giving out a hotline and stuff. If you know anybody that's suffering from alcoholism and stuff like that, you know, they can get some support.
Yeah, it's a drug and alcohol addiction 24/7 hotline number, which is 866-431-7584. You can be saving your life or saving someone else's. Please pass that number along. I also want to give a big rest in peace to Erica Roman, and a shout out to my Bronx family that's out there repping and doing the celebrity baseball, the celebrity baseball that goes on every year, you know, for her, you know, for her honor. She was definitely one of my queens and that will be missed very deeply. So shout out definitely to Erica Roman and her family and all my friends that loved her and keep her in the heart. Shout out to Sal, Diva Records, and everybody that keeps that movement alive. Definitely appreciate y'all. I also wanted to I wanted to touch on something else. There was one more thing. So I gotta write everything because ever since a certain age, I forget stuff now. I'm not afraid to admit it. I don't care. What can you do to me? Anyway, so shout out to PR Flags Up. And in association with Foxy Family, they're doing their first annual picnic, which is out on Orchard Beach, and that's on August 28th. Make sure that you support that. Everybody go out there and get your munch on, and it should be popping. I'm sorry, it's not August 20th. I think it's August 18th. I may have the wrong dates right now, but if you go to Puerto Rican, the group page Puerto Rican Flags Up, all the information is up on there. So Puerto Rican Flags Up Group and D-Cuts, which is David Avila. Shout out to the D. Shout out to the Av Entertainment. And, you know, in association with a couple other people that are doing it, please go and get the information. I'm trying to scroll in their stuff to see if I see a date real quickly so I can give out proper information. But I don't see a date. But anyway, holla at them. And get a date. It's coming soon. It's either this weekend or the following weekend. Damn, I don't know. I can't see the flyer.
But, and also, don't forget to check out Emma's articles on International Hip Hop Parade. They're bringing, like, crazy traffic. Like, she's getting, like, over, like, a million or more hits. Like, it's, like, lots of people just checking out her interviews and stuff. She's interviewing all the greats, the people that started it, that, you know, set the foundation. And her articles are, like, insightful and very informative. So, Emma, you know, how can they check the link and stuff to check out your articles and stuff?
Yeah, they can go to www.ihhparade.org or make sure you follow us. You know, we have it posted. We're constantly always promoting everything that we're doing and we're involved with. So make sure you follow me, Emma E2K, on the Facebook. Follow Lush Radio Online. Follow Lushy Lush. On the Twitter, follow us on the Twitter. On the Twitter, you can follow them, the IHH Parade on the Twitter. So you can also follow them. And, you know, I'm constantly posting on the Twitter. I'm Emma E2K. I'm Googleable, y'all. So just, you know, Google me. And, you know, I'm caught up with so much stuff and promoting so much stuff that you just got to just follow me, man. Just follow me. Follow my movement. And I follow all the other positive movements because here in Lush Radio, we are the voice of the people. And, you know, it doesn't matter if other radio stations are doing whatever they're doing. I salute them. Most of them are my friends and co-workers and stuff, and I appreciate them for having the stage and the outlet for these artists that are coming out and doing this stuff. But there's no one doing it like Lush Radio Online is doing it. I'm not just saying it because I'm on it. Yeah, I'm saying because I'm on it. But, you know, salute to Aliyah. You know, there is no competition, actually. You know, I support everybody. I'm definitely far from a hater. I'm a congratulator, and I congratulate all day. You know, salute to ya. It's just when it comes around, please. You know, just salute us back. You know, when you see the queens walking, salute. That's all we ask for. You know, salute and acknowledge the hard work that we put in here. And, you know, and you can't deny us, man. You don't have to like us, but you definitely will respect us at the end of the day. Because our hustle game is like no other. And in saying that is the topic that we're discussing, that we have been discussing for the last hour, is the destruction of addictions.
and we were talking about all type of addictions, remember that our show is archived. So if you don't catch the show live, like if you're not listening live right now, you can always log into www.lushradioonline.com and check out all the back shows. I mean, we go back like 4 or 5 years back on all the stuff that we're doing. So if you call in and you give it a shout-out to somebody and then you want them to listen to it, make sure you get it, tag it in their page, and, you know, and so forth and so on. Let's share, share alike. You know what I mean? Let's get these numbers up. My numbers are going up, and I appreciate y'all. I appreciate to all my listeners because y'all definitely been repping, been listening, been sharing my stuff, and the numbers is going up, and corporate office is watching. So I appreciate y'all because when I get the big check and I'm, you know, and I'm pushing my big whip, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna thank y'all for that. You know, I'm gonna be in a state near you. Thank you.
definitely. Another thing that we caught and stuff online, you know, we're talking about addictions and everything. I know a lot of you guys might be addicted to Chinese food. You know what I'm saying? Some stuff is good and some stuff is, oily and greasy, but you got to be aware of what you're consuming nowadays because you never know what kind of meat it might be, you know. So recently I seen something online, which it was kind of grotesque, but, you know, just check, you know, just think about the food you're eating. I always eat shrimp and broccoli. At least I know it's shrimp, you know. So sometimes the chicken or beef, or if you're eating that type of stuff, might be suspect. So I actually seen like rats. It looks like rats that was boiled, and they actually gutted it, and they made it look so good. When you look at it, the finished product, it looks like shrimp and chicken, but that's not chicken. So be aware of what you're eating and consuming and stuff. Some people like, you know, game and to eat, you know, different stuff. But for those who aren't, you know, try to be aware of what you're eating. And, you know, maybe you might want to leave that meat alone because you might not know what kind of meat you're consuming.
That's nasty. I just wanted to put that out there.
It was disgusting, but I just had to, you know, let people know that, you know, stop eating that rat, you know. Shout out to the rat.
They say you are what you eat. Shout out to all my queens worldwide. Shout out to LaToya. Shout out to the Queens Only group page, Hasia. Shout out to there's another group page that I want to shout out that they're doing their thing. Business Queen 24. Shout out to y'all. And that's all the business queens that gather up on there and share information. And it's very informative, so definitely big shout out to y'all, Business Queen 24. They invited me, and I've been there networking with them. Shout out to everybody that's in my E2K Enterprise networking group. Artists that want your music played, submit lushradioonline@gmail.com. If you got drops, submit it, lushradioonline@gmail.com. And I just want to say peace and blessings. We're going to end this song. I'm going to end the show just playing Rihanna featuring Justin with Rehab. And peace, and man, see y'all next week. It just, time goes so fast. It just goes so fast.
Yo, good night. Love you guys, man. And keep supporting Emma E2K, Lush Radio Online. Follow at Emma E2K on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online. Instagram, Lush Radio Online, Facebook, Lush Radio Online, ME2K.
Just Google us,
man. We're just all over the place. We might be in a state near you, so this is what we do, man. If you have an addiction, man, first thing is admit it and then try to fix it, man. If you're tired of what you're living, try to change it. God bless you all. Good night. Rihanna, Rehab. Later.
baby, when we first met, I never felt something so strong. You were like my lover and my best friend, all wrapped in one with a ribbon on it. And all of a sudden, really, I didn't know how to follow. It's like the shots are coming around, and now my heart says I feel so empty and hollow.
I guess that's what I get for wishful thinking. I should've never let you enter my